Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we're going to be in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 24, and beginning in verse number 7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. As a child of God, have you ever had a time in your life where you truly felt like fainting? Well, I don't mean collapsing physically, but giving up. Solomon wrote in verse 1, "Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them." Solomon looked at life and studied life, good and bad. He looked at the lives of those who struggled and those who seemed to never have any problems, even when they had done wrong to someone else. And Solomon knew that the heart of man would desire to go with the ones who seemed to prosper in their way, and not necessarily the one who was struggling, but trying to sincerely to do what was right. That's why Solomon said in verse number 1, "Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them." Solomon also wrote in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." When man decides that their way and their thoughts are equal to or even greater than God's, the end of man's way is death. Just because they seem to be prospering in their way does not mean that they will have the victory. I've been musing on one verse from this passage of Scripture for a while now. Verse number 10. "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." There is a lot of teaching in the context of this verse, but the simplicity of the thought of this verse is one I think many of us need today. If you give up in the day, or I will add the days of adversity, he said your strength is small. My thought to this was, yes, Lord, my strength is small. But God reminded me of his promise to those who are serving him in his work. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And he said, "And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Paul said that he could do all things through Christ which strengthened him. I think the promise of God to us is, don't faint, don't give up. I'm with you. I walk with you. And if you rely in my strength, you can make it. We're not alone in adversity of serving God. God is with us and will never leave us, and he has all power. As I was musing about this and the adversity we often go through and the nasty things people say about others, God reminded me of the words Jesus spoke about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, the great voice proclaiming the Lamb of God, the forerunner to the Christ. In Matthew 11:18, Jesus said, "For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he hath a devil." John did his best to do the work God gave to him to do, and they still accused his ministry for God as being the work of the devil. Jesus, the great Word of God, the foundation of all grace and truth. And we are told in John 10:19, "There was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him?" Even in the earthly ministry of the Christ, God himself, the people that follow him were divided. Some said he was God, but others called his ministry a work of the devil and mental madness. God kept reminding me of person after person in the Bible who went through adversity for the ministry they were doing for God, and none of them fainted. Dear soul, may I encourage you today, don't give up. Don't give in. Rely on God and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, no matter what people accuse you of. So let me leave you with this one last verse for today, Galatians 6:9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.